News, sports, weather from Dr. Bill Williams, traffic info from Kane, and one of the Gulf Coast's most familiar voices. It's Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Arwig.
I don't know if my voice is familiar anymore. I was away for a while, mandated by others, but anyhow, thank you all very much. Dan Brennan, Dalton Arwig, Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5. All these things I'm saying, there's a bit of hesitation, and I hope you understand why, because it's like a baby in new words, and you're dealing with that with Izzy, but I'm practicing talking to you all, so please be kind as I'm just wading into the water a little bit, but you understand why, right, Dalton?
Oh, I understand completely. I think you sound good. I'm ready to send this off. Maybe you can host the New Year's show with Ryan Seacrest coming up this year. I mean, it sounds like you haven't lost a step at all, Dan.
Well, I can tell you I probably have, but anyway, the show's gotten a lot of buildup, but I think it's really been organically the post that we had with our Facebook Live on Friday. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know what the baseline is of what the expectations would be of who's going to react to something like, you know, how many likes and comments and shares and all that, but to me, it meant a lot because it gave us a little momentum going into day one that there wasn't really a mystery of would I be booed out of town, which, you know, at this point, everything occurs to me. Anything could happen.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, I'm sure you were at least a little worried that the reaction to the video wouldn't be what you thought it might be, but the reaction I've seen from both the Facebook video, the comments, and everyone else that's heard that this is now Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Arwig seems like a pretty good reaction. Seems like people know you. Apparently, you've been around Mobile for a little while. You know the area pretty well. You know your sports in the area, and I guess you maybe dabbled in country music in the past. I'm not sure about that.
A little bit of that.
Yeah, man, I'm excited. I didn't even sleep last night. And I'm not sure if it's because I was so nervous about the show or because I got such a bad sunburn on my face over the weekend down at the beach. Either way, I was so excited or in so much pain last night that I didn't even sleep.
That's funny because Dalton and we'll get into this, you know, look, we got 3 hours. We have time to talk about a lot of things, including hurricanes, obviously. Dr. Bill's going to join us here in just a moment, and he'll be live with us a little after 6:30 and a little after 7:30. But also, just on a personal level, Dalton and I have both gotten beat up a little bit over the last few days. And yours was a sunburn. Mine was something else, but we'll talk about that, too. But I'm really excited to be here. And it was funny in the comments of the Facebook Live. There was a lot of very nice comments, and I kept scrolling and thanking folks and all that. And then somebody's got to set you straight.
Right.
Somebody simply put in, who is he? So I was happy to let that young lady know who I am, and I have been in Mobile. This reminds me a lot of 25 years ago. I moved my family from Columbus, Georgia, down to here to Mobile. And I remember when we were moving down there, there was a lady in Columbus at a cool little drugstore that had a you could sit and have a milkshake there and all that.
Oh, yeah.
Old timey.
Yeah.
But I remember her name was Miss Rita, and Miss Rita said, "How'd you move it down to Mobile?" I said, "Yes, ma'am." "Oh, they have too much weather for me." So I guess she was talking about what we're dealing with right now.
Yeah.
Is the weather. Columbus, Georgia also has weather.
I've heard that.
I think what she was referring to was we occasionally get rough weather off the Gulf of Mexico, but it was 25 years ago, and now fast forward, and I've got the butterflies all over again at a brand new radio station. And I mean, I was delighted. I was thrilled to be given that opportunity 25 years ago, but no more than I am right now.
Yeah. Well, man, the butterflies are great. That's what gets you to come back to the radio time and time again. And I'm so excited as we start this new chapter. But yeah, how about this, Dan Brennan? You're back. You're doing news talk in a year of COVID-19, and you come back the week where there are two storm systems in the Gulf. That's fascinating.
A lot of mayoral races on the Eastern Shore. A big announcement about the mayor's race here in Mobile yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So the Republican National Convention is beginning tonight.
Yeah.
Because both parties should have the equal opportunity to bore us into tears. So that starts tonight. Yeah, a lot going on, and we'll talk more about all of this on the way, and we'll be checking the text line, too, to make sure that you are still listening.
Yeah, that we're staying on the right track.
Staying on the right track. Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig, Mobile Mornings, and a check of traffic with Kane.
Good morning, everyone, from the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department at I-10 eastbound, the ramp to northbound 65, an accident without injuries. Also at the Loxley exit on I-10 westbound, no road blockage. Eastbound 90 at Hall Road in Grand Bay, got a car that hit a tree. In coastal Alabama, you might see gusts of high winds of 35 miles an hour today, so be prepared. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, where you can buy your next car all online. Schedule a store pickup or home delivery. SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
The Subaru A Lot to Love event celebrates all the reasons a Subaru is the best value choice on the road today. Kelley Blue Book says Subaru is the most trusted brand for the last 6 years. Now through August 31st, take advantage of the 0% financing for up to 63 months on select new Subarus. Come experience the Kobe difference on the I-65 service road or online at KobeSubaru.com. And remember, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you.
It's all about
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect periods of showers and thunderstorms today with temperatures in the lower 80s this afternoon. Tonight, showers and a few thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms are likely with highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Am I back at my old station all over again? Luke Bryan walking us up here. Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig. It's Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig on FM Talk 106.5. It's starting to just, you know, I can just say it now. I think I know what station I'm at. I think I know who you are. Mm-hmm. And I think I know who I am. And that's a good place to start.
That is probably the best place to start. It's about finding yourself before you can find other people.
I found myself during COVID and unemployment by walking all over Mobile, all over West Mobile, all over the campus of South Alabama, and I don't know if you saw any of those on Facebook, yeah. But I was you know, bored out of my mind.
Well, that's actually the only thing, Dan, that I will miss about you being in here with me every morning is getting my daily time check from the Moulton Tower at the South Alabama campus, because I knew you were taking those walks, but I mean. You can't take a bad picture on the South Alabama campus.
I agree. I don't know, and it's a beautiful campus. And if you haven't been there, because for most of us, you know, it's tucked into a certain corner of the city where it's not like sitting on Airport Boulevard. You have to find it. You have to want to go to it.
Exactly.
But they've done a remarkable job there of prettying things up, and hopefully I haven't heard any bad reports about what's going on out there with the virus. We've seen the pictures from Auburn and Tuscaloosa and things like that. What have you heard?
Yeah, I haven't. As far as the students that are here at South Alabama's campus or some of these other campuses around town, UM, Spring Hill, haven't heard as much about the partying and the going around without the social distancing or the masks. Certainly, you brought it up. Auburn and Tuscaloosa have been kind of under the scope these last couple weeks as those students have returned to campus. But, you know, the South Alabama football team will be the first team, along with Southern Miss, to take the field for the 2020 college football season. And although they're not opening here at home on the new on-campus Hancock-Whitney Bank Stadium, yeah, they'll be playing over at Southern Miss. But, if you want to see a test case of what the college football season will look like, South Alabama's campus is probably going to be one of the first up.
That's a good point. That stadium is spectacular. It's just the right size. It's beautiful. There's nothing cheap about it. There's nothing about it that they didn't think through. It's innovative. I walk by it nearly, you know, four or five times a week. So I couldn't believe in March when I was taking pictures of it early on during my COVID walks.
Yeah.
There was no way that stadium could possibly be completed by the date that the first game's going to happen, but obviously they've done it.
Yeah, they worked hard and they got there. And then just like the rest of us, you got these big plans, and will college football go on or not? And then the Atlantic and the storms, as we're now nearing the peak of hurricane season. Well, they said they said what they say every year, these storms, and that's don't make plans because we're here to ruin them. And luckily, I guess fortunately, we're talking about the storms this week and not next week when it comes to football on campus at South Alabama. But it is going to cause quite a bit of problems, and we'll talk with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams here at the bottom of the hour. But Laura and Marco, and I'm sure, Dan, you were keeping up with these storms like I was over the weekend. And when we were in here Friday morning, right before the big announcement, it looked like both storms would be hitting in our area or just west of us right around the same time. And over the weekend, things kind of changed a little bit. Marco was downgraded to a tropical storm. I think it hit hurricane speeds on Saturday or maybe late Friday, and then it headed due west. It is headed due west now, and looks like it'll be making landfall around midday today over in Louisiana. And then sure enough, Laura, who's a tropical storm right now but expected to turn into hurricane force strength here in the next few days, it is also making a track due west. So Louisiana, parts of Mississippi, even the eastern parts of Texas could be affected by Laura. Right now, we're kind of a little, we're out of the major cones, our area, but you know that east side of the storm is always the one that catches the worst of it, just because
watch your language.
Just because the way those winds move off of that storm. So our area is on the east side of both of these storms, but as of right now, it looks like we're out of the crosshairs.
We've been downgraded to just a couple of bad hair days, so don't sweat it, but always be prepared. Obviously, we know that that's what we need to do. Meanwhile, in sports, right around the corner.
Yeah, well, South, they'll be getting started here in a couple weeks. Actually, less than a couple weeks, but we had high school football over the weekend, and one of those games, it was a Thursday night game, actually made CBS this morning, and it wasn't for a good reason, but they were down in our area for CBS this morning late last week, and then there was also a ton of sports to talk about over the weekend, so I'll talk about some of those coming up.
Good games, buzzer beaters, stuff like that. Dalton sports coming up.
This information update brought to you by CPC Office Technologies. All things copiers, all things service, CPC Office Technologies, cpctech.com. Phone 251-300-2695.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Marco has been downgraded to a tropical storm less than a day after it had strengthened to a hurricane over the Gulf of Mexico. Marco is expected to approach Louisiana coast by this afternoon. Meanwhile, Tropical Storm Laura caused at least 11 deaths in the Dominican Republic and Haiti while knocking out power and causing flooding on Sunday. Laura is forecast to move along Cuba's southern coast during the day before entering the Gulf of Mexico and heading toward the U.S. coast as a hurricane later this week. We expect to hear from Governor Kay Ivey today about whether Tropical Storms Laura and Marco will impact Alabama's municipal elections. On Friday, the governor issued a statement saying until she feels more certain about an imminent threat of dangerous weather, the state will not make changes to the elections at this time. And red flags are flying on Pensacola Beach this morning ahead of Tropical Storm Marco. Rip currents and heavy surf are present as the eye of the storm makes its way towards southeast Louisiana. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I'm Bob, an apartment home at Legacy Oaks, and I'm so excited. My new family is coming by today to get acquainted. I just love having a family to take care of. A lot of folks have been coming in and out, getting me ready, you know, making sure that my gas, fireplace, and oven are ready. It's always cozy when my family gathers around the fireplace. I like to give my family plenty of room so everyone has their own space, but it's always nice when we get together in my large eat-in kitchen. And you know, Mom's gonna love the large bath. It's a great place to relax in a large jacuzzi garden tub. I'll even protect the family vehicles with an attached garage. And some of my second floor brothers and sisters even have private elevators. I'm kind of secluded in a large gated community in Spring Hill on DeRue Drive with lots of green space, but real convenient to shopping, restaurants, healthcare, and minutes from I-65. There's lots more I could tell you about the amenities here at Legacy Oaks. You know, clubhouse, swimming pool, fitness room. But you can find that out for yourself on the interweb at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com. Or you can always call Jimmy. She's real nice. And get a tour at 344-8099. Hey, gotta go. My new family's here. I hope I see you soon. Hey, family, welcome home.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
Good morning, 620 FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Alabama high school football has officially returned. The University of South Alabama and Southern Miss less than 2 weeks away from kicking off the college football season. Over Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, 264 teams in our state began what's sure to be a very strange 2020 football season. There were a few outstanding performances in our area. Duke University quarterback commit Riley Leonard led Fairhope to a 45-34 win over Spanish Fort with two touchdown passes, two rushing touchdowns, and a 48-yard touchdown reception. That game ended up making national news on CBS. We'll discuss that a little bit later in the show.
Yeah.
UMS Wright stretched their state-leading win streak to 34 in a 24-6 Friday night win over Baker. Robertsdale beat Foley for the first time in nearly 16 years, and the Orange Beach High School Makos got their first ever victory in their first ever game with a 35-20 win over JF Shields. And then coming up this Friday, Baldwin County will be in the nation's spotlight as St. Paul's will travel to Spanish Fort for a game that will be televised on one of the ESPN networks.
That game was going to be on UTV 44. Did you know that?
They took it right from under you.
And you know, Spanish Fort and St. Paul's had to make the call, like, oh, do you want to be on UTV 44 with Cox and Brennan, or would you like to be on ESPN? Or where's it going to be on ESPN?
One of the ESPN networks.
We don't know yet.
That'll be TBD.
Anyway, we were punted to the side of the road by Ben Blackman and Spanish Fort, and I don't blame them.
By the way, I have your back in that one. Who is ESPN to come in and do that?
Exactly.
I don't even know. Kevin Harvick and Denny Hamlin each won NASCAR Cup Series races over the weekend and continue to stretch their lead as the top two drivers this season. Hamlin won his sixth Cup Series race on Saturday in the first part of a weekend doubleheader at Dover. That was capped with Harvick's seventh win of the season on Sunday.
Sometimes we don't have the fastest car, but we have, you know, guys that are willing to just suck it up. And when we have a weak link on that day, somebody else is going to carry the team.
The Cup Series regular season finale set for Saturday night at Daytona. The final three playoff spots of the 16-driver postseason field will be determined under the Daytona lights. And for the second time, Japan's Takuma Sato won the Indianapolis 500. He was leading with five laps remaining when Spencer Pigot had a violent crash into the wall to draw a yellow caution. The race ended under caution, and Sato won the sixth race of his IndyCar career. Scott Dixon finished second after leading a race-high 111 laps. 623 FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports right here on Mobile Mornings.
We'll get into this, too. I'm not a great driver of vehicles, period. I'm not a poor driver. I'm a very poor parker, and we'll probably explain, get into that in a little bit. I don't park well. Dr. Bill's got a forecast that you certainly want to listen for, and he will be on with us live a little after 6:30.
This information update brought to you by the Carrot Patch. See all their stunning pieces on Facebook and Instagram. Then, when only the best will do, visit their beautiful showroom on Hillcrest. When you find your perfect match, come see us at the Carrot Patch.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect periods of showers and thunderstorms today with temperatures in the lower 80s this afternoon. Tonight, showers and a few thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms are likely with highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Alabama, it's our home. And right now, our home needs your help. To improve the future of Alabama, we all have to take the census. It could mean $13 billion in funding for our state and make sure our voice is heard in Washington. And it takes every one of us. It's your right. Take the census now at my2020census.gov.
One of the simplest ways a business can help increase workplace protection and safety is by installing plexiglass barriers to create a physical separation between employees and the public. These acrylic partitions are made locally at Alpha Plastics in Mobile. They have the materials on hand to produce any size partition, including your cutouts if needed, for use in schools, restaurants, cashiers, and reception areas, even portable shields needed for client meetings that are outside the office. Hey, skip the long wait of ordering online or from out of state. Alpha Plastics clear acrylic shields are stronger than glass, but much lighter, easier to move, and can remain a permanent protective barrier for years to come. And they're affordable, helping you get your business open, and stay safe. Call Alpha Plastics today at 471-1130. That's 471-1130. Alpha Plastics, your local social distancing source.
Hi, I'm Heather with OnSite Auto Solutions. Whether you have a fender bender, scratches and dents, or need auto or boat detailing, we can help. We combine affordable prices with excellent quality and top-notch service. Give us a call today, 209-6114.
Good morning, everyone, from the Lotus CBD Traffic Center on coastal Alabama. You'll see 35-mile-an-hour gusts of winds today, so be prepared for that. So far, working accidents, I-10 eastbound ramp to northbound 65, also at the Loxley exit, I-10 westbound at the 44-mile marker and eastbound on Highway 90 at Hall Road in Grand Bay, where a car hit a tree. Book a service and spend the day at the pool. It's time to pamper yourself and your wallet at the spa, the Battle House in downtown Mobile. Enjoy 20% off any 50-minute or more treatment Tuesday through Thursday in September. And I'm Kane with your and Talk 106.5 traffic.
Boy, speaking of the Battle House and all these hotels and hospitality places here in town, you know, or along the Gulf Coast, help them out any way you can, because they are seeing some dark days right now. Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig. It is Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig on FM Talk 106.5. This is not a coup. It's not a takeover. It was planned. And the man that so many of you are a fan of, Sean Sullivan, basically, this is what he wanted to happen.
Exactly. And I'm totally prepared the rest of the day. You know, my phone line is here. If you want to call it, 344-1065 and hit extension 12, because I'm sure I'll have plenty of messages that say, who fired Sean?
Yeah. Why? Sean did.
Yeah, Sean fired Sean. And it wasn't even a firing. He's just cutting back to midday Mobile, which has kind of been the plan for a while now. And, you know, don't cry for us radio broadcasters, and certainly don't cry for me, but Sean doing 5 hours a day of live local radio, that's tough. No matter who you are.
Well, he's running the station, too.
That's exactly right. But to bring in someone of Dan Brennan's stature to help and take over on the morning show, that's exactly what was in the cards.
Well, I think it was a matter of bringing somebody. It just happened to be me, and I'm the winner here, so I'm so glad to be here. Dr. Bill, glad he's going to be here. Tell us all about what's going on in the Gulf.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Marco has been downgraded to a tropical storm less than a day after it had strengthened to a hurricane over the Gulf of Mexico. Marco is expected to approach Louisiana coast by this afternoon. Meanwhile, Tropical Storm Laura caused at least 11 deaths in the Dominican Republic and Haiti while knocking out power and causing flooding on Sunday. Laura is forecast to move along Cuba's southern coast during the day before entering the Gulf of Mexico and heading toward the U.S. coast as a hurricane later this week. We expect to hear from Governor Kay Ivey today about whether Tropical Storms Laura and Marco will impact Alabama's municipal elections. On Friday, the governor issued a statement saying until she feels more certain about an imminent threat of dangerous weather, the state will not make changes to the elections at this time. And red flags are flying on Pensacola Beach this morning ahead of Tropical Storm Marco. Rip currents and heavy surf are present as the eye of the storm makes its way towards southeast Louisiana. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
This is Harry Steele III. I'm asking the citizens of Bay Minette to vote for me for mayor August 25th. I have a great deal of experience in local government, having served for 15 years in various roles as a city planner, economic developer, and county manager in various places around the state, Gulf Shores, Birmingham, and Gadsden. I'm a Bay Minette native who's been in the private practice of law since 2011. Bay Minette has ignored its greatest asset, the Mobile Tensaw River Delta, for far too long. My platform includes a plan to annex to the river and the creation of a signature public project there. Equally as important are the issues of public safety reform and economic development. I've previously served our community on the North Baldwin Chamber Board of Directors, Baldwin County United Board of Directors, Leadership Baldwin County Steering Committee, the United Way of Baldwin County Board of Directors, and the South Alabama Volunteer Lawyers Program. I would appreciate your vote for me, Harry Steele III, on August 25th. If you'd like to know more about my platform, check out Backstory Podcast on Facebook or YouTube.
Paid for by Steele for Mayor, 601 North Shore Drive, Bay Minette, Alabama, 36507.
Bring a little nature indoors
hours to your office. Plants improve productivity and attendance by making a more pleasant working atmosphere, and they actually help filter the air. Carpets, drapes, new paints, and all kinds of furnishings can contain harmful chemicals that can cause headaches, burning eyes, and sinus problems. Nature Indoors will help you solve those problems by bringing a little nature indoors. Beautiful plants and a well-trained professional staff. Call Nature Indoors 649-7733. Bring a little nature indoors to your office. 649-7733.
Though the world may change, the mission of Southern Cancer Center will not. Our patients come first, as they always have. It's just our culture. As the area's only community-based oncology practice, our physicians specialize in one thing, cancer. Through early detection, prevention, and survivorship, we provide comprehensive care by delivering cutting-edge therapies, personalized treatment plans, and the respect every patient deserves. See what makes Southern Cancer Center different. Visit us online at southerncancercenter.com.
Two named storm systems are bearing down on the U.S. Gulf Coast. A milder Marco arrives today with a more intense Laura arriving later this week, on track to strike generally that same portion of U.S. real estate.
National Hurricane Center says, don't just look at this forecast and see a Category 1 or a Category 2. This is one of those storms that can intensify rather quickly, and at this point, they're not comfortable putting a 4 or 5 on a map, but they're saying certainly anything is fair game with the storm system once it gets into the heart of the Gulf of Mexico. Come, say, Tuesday night into Wednesday morning, and landfall sometime late Wednesday into early Thursday.
Meteorologist Pedram Javaheri. President Trump and Vice President Pence will be renominated today in Charlotte, the opening of the Republican National Convention. After the kickoff, most of the GOP convention will take place in Washington, D.C., at and around the White House, as well as by video. The coronavirus pandemic has forced a scaled-back event. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. Crude oil higher as traders track the movement of two tropical storms in the Gulf of Mexico region. Two major storms are on track to hit the Gulf Coast this week, bringing potentially dangerous flooding and surges to Louisiana, Mississippi, and Texas. Steps taken to protect personnel have shut off almost 58% of oil and 45% of natural gas production in the Gulf. Novartis says its Phase 3 study of an antibody and drug to treat advanced melanoma did not meet its primary endpoint. The Swiss pharmaceutical company said it would continue to review the data despite the outcome, investigating the immunotherapy with other anti-cancer agents. Russell Crowe's new road rage thriller Unhinged jumped to the biggest opening weekend of summer. Of course, Unhinged is the only movie released widely since the pandemic shut theaters in March, but the film's $4.1 million debut was better than expected. Unhinged played on over 1,800 screens in North America. On Wall Street, futures pointing to strong gains at the open. That's Your Money Now.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business, but you don't have to take our word for it. Take Petty Poppies, president and CEO of Consumers Energy, instead.
All of the innovation that's occurring around robotics, AI, it's happening here in Michigan. We have chemical companies, we have pharmaceutical companies, we have medical device manufacturers. Michigan is a magnet for innovators and dreamers.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
Shopping should be fun, but that's tough when you're worried about credit. At Aaron's, we make it quick and easy. Before you go, head to apply.aarons.com to discover your leasing power. You'll immediately know how much you're approved to lease to own. Just apply from your phone or computer, then visit your local Aaron's to shop top brands like Samsung and GE with the confidence of knowing you're already approved. Aaron's, easy, beautiful, affordable. Approval is valid only at assigned store location. Not all stores participating. Approval is not guaranteed. Some restrictions apply.
Fresh, local, that's Allegri Farm Market. With fresh produce daily straight from their farm to your table. Sneak out and catch this morning's pickings and bring home the goodness of the Baldwin County earth, rain, and sunshine. Seasonal fruits, vegetables, locally made products, dairy, shelled peas, and ready-to-cook casseroles. Allegri Farm Market helps make fresh meals easy and affordable. Just off I-10 and Daphne at Highway 181 and County Road 64. Open daily 8 to 6, Sundays 9 to 6. Fresh, local, delicious. Allegri Farm Market.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
I hate to keep on going down memory lane here, but it was 25 years ago that I moved to Mobile from Columbus, Georgia, and I had a staff meteorologist on my former station, and it was a guy that got me through the summer and into the fall. Remember that, Dr. Bill Williams?
Yeah, what were we last discussing back there in 95?
I don't know where our conversation led off, but in any event, really glad to be working with you once again. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's really good to have you aboard, Dan, and look forward to many, many years. Yep. and more hurricanes.
That's the plan. Now, we've got two storms we've been looking at for over a week.
Yeah, this is amazing. Right now, we're, of course, faced with some showers and thunderstorms due to Marco, which is just a little bit south of us now out on the Gulf, but it has made a turn now to the northwest. And that curve to the northwest is going to take it over into southeastern portions of Louisiana today. There's a lot of rain associated with it. And all through the night, most of the rain was away from the center, actually to the northeast of the storm center. So Marco has weakened. It's no longer a hurricane. It's now a tropical storm. But a lot of that rain is still going to affect us today and tonight as Marco moves into Louisiana and then slowly moves westward across the coastal areas of Louisiana toward Texas, continues to weaken, but of course will produce a lot of rain as it moves on through Louisiana. So we can look for some showers and thunderstorms today. There'll be some breaks in between as some of these bands of showers move through. And I think we'll see winds of about maybe 15 to 20 miles an hour, maybe a little higher gust occasionally, but nothing really bad. Temperatures will be in the low to mid 80s this afternoon. Now tonight, still some showers around with temperatures in the mid 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy, good chance again for showers and a few thunderstorms. We're still going to feel the effects of that of Marco, even though it'll move over into Louisiana. We'll be getting all that moisture coming in from the Gulf, so a good chance for showers and thunderstorms tomorrow. As we get into Wednesday, now we have another storm to contend with, and that is Laura. Laura is now in the western portion of Cuba, is going to move out into the southeastern Gulf tomorrow, and will cross the Gulf of Mexico, and its likely target now is the coast of Louisiana, more likely the western portion of the Louisiana coast. But conditions are favorable for this storm to actually intensify once it gets out into the central portion of the Gulf. And it will become a hurricane and could be even a Category 2, maybe even a Category 3, which is classified as major when it reaches the Louisiana coast Wednesday night and early on Thursday. What will it do to us? Well, more rain. Showers and thunderstorms will reach out to the east of the storm and be affecting us as we get into Thursday. After that, that storm moves on inland, and we don't really improve here because what we're going to see for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday is plenty of shower, a lot of shower activity all along the Gulf Coast because all this moisture is going to be pulled in to our area as Laura moves well inland. So got a lot of rain in the forecast for the next several days.
Now, Dr. Bill, one of the things we love best about you, of course, behind your encyclopedic knowledge of the weather in these systems, is that you always wait before you sound the alarm bells. And I know early on this weekend, they were showing the forecasts for both of these storms, and they were kind of coming right up our alley. Since then, like you just mentioned, they've both moved westward. My question for you, as Marco gets ready to make landfall in Louisiana today, and it kind of weakened over the last couple days, is that because Laura was moving behind it and soaking up some of that energy? How exactly did that work out?
Well, right now, what's affecting Marco is the upper air winds that have been causing all the thunderstorm activity to be pushed off to the side, out to the northeast, away from the center of the storm. And so that's been the big problem. But those upper air winds are going to be lifting more to the north. And once Laura gets out into the middle of the Gulf, it's going to be a really very conducive environment there for intensification. Hurricanes do not like a lot of strong winds in the upper atmosphere, and that produces what we call shearing. So that's not going to be a factor for Laura when it gets out there. It affected Marco and still is, but by the time we get into Wednesday and into early Thursday, conditions will be favorable for that storm to be a significant hurricane.
when you talk about the effects that Laura's going to have on us, Doc, let's hone in on the part of Louisiana and the parts that are going to be most affected by this storm, and what are they in for?
Yeah, they're in. If that storm does get into a rather significant hurricane, and that means a Category 2 or 3, then they're going to be looking at a very sizable storm surge on the Louisiana coast, particularly the western portion of it, and the potential at least for top winds of 105, but I think this could actually grow to maybe 120, 130 mile per hour winds around the center when it makes landfall over around, say, Lake Charles area. So it could be a rather strong hurricane once it gets away from all the mountains and the islands of the Caribbean and gets out into the very warm Gulf. So that's going to be something we're going to be watching here for the next couple of days. Unfortunately, it is headed to the west of us. Mm-hmm. When the storms go to the west, we get plenty of rain, and so we'll be faced with that over the next several days.
So we know we need to focus on these two storms right now, and I hate to ask you to look into your crystal ball here, but what else do we have moving off the African coast right now? Should we be worried about anything in the next few weeks?
Nothing to worry about for, let's call it, the next few days. We don't have any a tropical wave of significance to the east, but there are some sizable thunderstorm clusters in the central portion or northern portion of Africa that will be moving offshore over the next week to 10 days. So we're not even near the peak of hurricane season. It's not until the very middle of September. So we've got some time to go for the peak. And that only ushers in part two, the second half of the hurricane.
Yeah, season. Well, that's why Dr. Bill's got that much ballyhooed $27 million multi-year contract. We need him for times like this. Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams.
Did I miss something?
Check your account, Dr. Bill. We've just made that transfer. Dr. Bill, live with us when we need him the most, for sure. We've got some numbers from COVID around the country and around our area, too, with Dalton on the way.
Good morning, everyone, from the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers wrapping up an accident, I-10 eastbound ramp. The northbound 65, it's right at the intersection. They're also clearing up the one at the Loxley exit. Again, we have lots of showers that'll be with us throughout the day, so expect pooling and grab that umbrella on the way out. Are you shopping for floors? Well, Bama Flooring is a place to go in Robertsdale. They have over 400 options in waterproof flooring from Mohawk, Shawn, Stainmaster carpet to hardwoods and laminate with great savings store-wide at BamaFlooring.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hi, this is Jack Burrell. I'm running for Fairhope City Council, Place 1. I'm asking the citizens of Fairhope for your vote for re-election on August the 25th. As your city council president for the last 8 years, I will continue to serve each and every citizen of Fairhope. I promise to support needed improvements to our wastewater, water, electrical, and natural gas systems. Continue to lead the way in fiscal responsibility, lead the fight to maintain the unique character and beauty of Fairhope, and ask the difficult questions and tackle the most difficult issues in a fair and impartial way. I'm deeply rooted in Fairhope, having served as a volunteer and public servant for over 2 decades, an Alabama Advanced Certified Municipal Official, a member of the Fairhope Airport Authority, a member of Fairhope Industrial Development Board, Vice Chairman of the Eastern Shore Metropolitan Planning Organization, fighting to keep a toll-free option across Mobile Bay. Like me, Jack Burrell, on Facebook at Jack for Fairhope, that's F-O-R, or visit me at jackforfairhope.com. Thank you.
Paid for by the committee to elect Jack Burrell, P.O. Box 1934, Fairhope, Alabama 36533.
If you have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell, let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
Well, we were introducing the show Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig. It's Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig, and we were doing that at the top of the hour, and in an area where you would usually do those COVID numbers and those updates, Dalton, so let's get to that right now.
Yeah, let's do that. And the big news yesterday, President Trump called a press conference right around 4:30 our time. He said he had a big announcement, and, well, here was that announcement.
This is a powerful therapy that transfuses very, very strong antibodies from the blood of recovered patients to help treat patients battling a current infection. It's had an incredible rate of success. Today's action will dramatically expand access to this treatment.
So the treatment that President Trump is talking about there is a blood plasma treatment.
That's been around a while. I believe about that for a while.
Yeah, I believe we have. And, you know, they were asking people that tested positive and had the virus to go get checked and maybe donate plasma.
Right.
And apparently this could be a game changer with the FDA issuing this emergency order and allowing for these plasma treatments. So now those that have had COVID-19 will have their antibodies. I don't know the exact way it works, but they'll have, I guess, their antibodies in their blood, and you're able to transfer that to others as more of an immunity thing, or someone who has the virus, they give that to them.
So if you're an anti-masker, would you also be somebody who says, you can't have my plasma?
You might be.
Okay.
I don't know where the line falls.
I don't know either. Politically, I'm confused by a lot of this.
Well, you know, the amount of people that said they would not have a vaccine, take a vaccine if it was available, I imagine a lot of people probably wouldn't want the plasma treatment either. But that was the big news yesterday, and it kind of comes on the heels of some more good news nationally and here at home with these COVID-19 numbers. Nationally, the number of daily new cases continues to fall. We're averaging around what we were averaging back on June 30th. The number of hospitalized patients in America as low as it's been since July 5th, and the percentage of people testing positive is now as low as it's been in 2 months. Finally, Dan, America is averaging fewer than 1,000 deaths per day over 7 days for the first time since July 29th. We've kind of been hovering right above 1,000 deaths per day. Hopefully, we'll continue to see the number of daily deaths fall along with the lower number of cases and hospitalizations. Here in Alabama, we now have over 110,000 confirmed cases and nearing 2,000 deaths due to COVID-19. If you look at the state's numbers, the number of new cases, the lowest it's been since late June, and we're now averaging over 10,000 tests per day. That's about 3,000 tests per day lower than our peak from last week. But current hospitalizations and daily deaths in Alabama, the lowest they've been since mid-July. And then you look locally, right here at home, Mobile and Baldwin counties. Mobile is averaging 74 cases per day. Baldwin County, 27 per day. That's right around what we were seeing at the end of June. Hospitalizations were up last week over the week prior, but still lower than what we were seeing in July and early August. Locally here in Mobile and Baldwin counties, we've been seeing anywhere from 2 to 3 deaths per day since mid-July. Really hoping we see those numbers drop some more. So that's a look around the state, look locally and around the nation with the COVID-19 numbers.
Mobile Mornings, Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig, and sports is on the way, and there's plenty to talk about sports from the weekend.
No doubt. There was some buzzer beaters yesterday in the NBA, and also Dustin Johnson doing some unbelievable things on the golf course. We'll talk about him coming up in sports.
This information update brought to you by Wildlife Solutions. When you need experts for any type of wild animal control, call Wildlife Solutions. Rodent and insect removal and property repair. Wildlife Solutions, 654-6778.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Marco has been downgraded to a tropical storm less than a day after it had strengthened to a hurricane over the Gulf of Mexico. Marco is expected to approach Louisiana coast by this afternoon. Meanwhile, Tropical Storm Laura caused at least 11 deaths in the Dominican Republic and Haiti while knocking out power and causing flooding on Sunday. Laura is forecast to move along Cuba's southern coast during the day before entering the Gulf of Mexico and heading toward the U.S. coast as a hurricane later this week. We expect to hear from Governor Kay Ivey today about whether Tropical Storms Laura and Marco will impact Alabama's municipal elections. On Friday, the governor issued a statement saying until she feels more certain about an imminent threat of dangerous weather, the state will not make changes to the elections at this time. And red flags are flying on Pensacola Beach this morning ahead of Tropical Storm Marco. Rip currents and heavy surf are present as the eye of the storm makes its way towards southeast Louisiana. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Here in Alabama, we believe in the sanctity of life, and we expect our senators to represent our pro-life values in Washington. But that's not how Senator Doug Jones has voted. Senator Jones joined liberal D.C. politicians like Senators Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren and voted against ending federal funding for Planned Parenthood, the country's largest abortion provider. He voted against a permanent ban on taxpayer funding of abortion. Senator Jones even voted against a bill to ban late-term abortions after 20 weeks. It's time for Senator Jones to change course and protect life. Call Senator Doug Jones, 334-792-4924. Urge him to support S-1966, the Protecting Life and Taxpayers Act of 2019. Vote to end taxpayer funding of abortion. Stop voting with D.C. liberals. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
All right, 10 minutes till 7 here on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In golf, Dustin Johnson crushed the competition. In the first round of the PGA Tour playoffs, Johnson finished the Northern Trust tourney at 30 under par.
I've never heard of that. I've never heard of anybody, and I watch a lot of golf on Sundays, watch the final round of whatever tournament's on.
Yeah.
30 under. Well, you knew it was mathematically possible, but I've never seen it before.
Yeah, was it physically possible?
Was it physically possible,
and
yeah.
Johnson only the third player ever to hit that 30 under par. Ernie Els actually holds the record at 31 under. He set that back in 2003. But yeah, Johnson defeated his closest competitor, Harris English, by 11 strokes.
Better outperformed, outplayed, outputted everybody.
Yes.
Dustin Domination takes the title at the Northern Trust by 11 shots.
Johnson's now won 22 PGA tournaments in his career, and he's returned to number one in the FedEx Cup and world rankings. The top 70-ranked golfers will play in this week's BMW Championship, after which the top 35 will play in the season-ending Tour Championship. Mobile's Robbie Shelton, Pensacola's Bubba Watson, former Crimson Tide star Justin Thomas, and yes, Tiger Woods will all play in this week's event.
You know, it's amazing. Johnson had, this is the age of COVID. He has one of the greatest rounds ever, and the only people there are caddies and groundskeepers.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you could tell the play-by-play guys, they want to let it breathe. There's nothing to let it breathe. There's no fans out there.
No.
You get your caddy clapping. Kind of.
Yeah, you got a guy like banging a rake against a tree. Way to go.
One of the greatest rounds and tournaments ever.
Amazing.
In the NBA playoffs, speaking of one of the greatest games ever, 21-year-old Dallas Mavericks superstar Luka Doncic had an historic game on Sunday, leading to a game-winning three-pointer to beat the LA Clippers in overtime.
Back to Doncic. Doncic pulls up, three-pointer. Bang! Bang! It's good! Doncic wins the game at the buzzer!
He got the coveted double bang from Mike Breen there as he made that final shot. Doncic scored 43 points with 17 rebounds and 13 assists. Oh, and it came less than 2 days after he sprained his ankle.
Yeah, you ought to see him when he's healthy.
Yeah, he's pretty
good. He's really
good,
yeah.
And only 21 years old. He's the youngest player in NBA history to record a 40-point triple-double in the playoffs. But more importantly for Dallas, the win evened up their series against the Clippers at 2 games apiece. Game 5 is tomorrow night. Elsewhere around the league, Toronto and Boston became the first two teams to advance to the second round with 4-game sweeps over Brooklyn and Philadelphia. Utah held on to beat Denver to take a 3-1 series lead. Miami, 1 win away from sweeping Indiana. And the Lakers, Milwaukee, and Houston each lead their respective series 2-1. The NHL Stanley Cup semifinal rounds began over the weekend. Dallas beat Colorado in game 1 of their Western Conference semifinal series. Boston beat Tampa, and Vegas shut out Vancouver to take 1-0 series leads. Tonight, the Islanders and Flyers will begin their Eastern Conference semifinal, followed by game 2 between Dallas and Colorado. 653 FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports right here on Mobile Mornings.
There's a problem on a major thoroughfare, and we'll get all that information on the way from Kane with traffic coming up.
This information update brought to you by Roy Lewis Construction, delivering unparalleled value and quality on new construction in commercial and industrial applications. Roy Lewis Construction, building legacies one relationship at a time. Licensed in Alabama, Florida, and Mississippi.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect periods of showers and thunderstorms today, with temperatures in the lower 80s this afternoon. Tonight, showers and a few thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms are likely with highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Gun enthusiasts, are you looking for specialty guns you won't find at the big box store? Look no further than Mobile Shooting Center in West Mobile. If you need it, they can get it. With a knowledgeable staff and great customer service, Mobile Shooting Center is the place to go for a wide selection of guns and ammo. Get a complimentary mount and foresight with any gun or scope purchase. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Visit Mobile Shooting Center today, 9170 Airport Boulevard in West Mobile.
Good morning, everyone. From the BamaFlooring.com traffic center, I-10 eastbound ramp to northbound 65. Still have that accident without injuries in the 2703 Battleship Parkway. I-10 westbound, the 44-mile marker, wrapping up the accident at Loxley. No road blockage, just waiting for the wreckers off to the side of the road with showers moving through. Hooters in Mobile, Daphne and Tillman's Corner invites you in for lunch today. 7 wings and french fries, only $9.99. They've got their chicken Caesar salad, Philly cheesesteak, and more, all served to you by the world-famous Hooters girls every day till 3. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, y'all. Mobile Mornings, Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig. I saw this guy, Sam Hunt, play at the at Soul Kitchen downtown Mobile before he blew up and became, you know, the CMA winner and all that stuff.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool watching these guys when they're younger or unknown. He was also a quarterback at UAB.
Yeah, that's exactly. Did you know he was a quarterback? I was about to ask. He was, seems like the first thing that always comes up with Sam Hunt.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so you're back from the beach. Welcome back.
Thank you. Yeah, I made it down to Gulf Shores, hung out with a good friend of mine from Houston. They came into town, and after getting their family from Lafayette, Louisiana. So between the three of our families, we had the Gulf Coast and this storm situation figured out. Me from Mobile, them from
Houston,
Lafayette, and then Houston.
Yeah, you did.
So we knew it was going to hit one of us, so it was kind of a roulette thing for us this weekend watching the forecasts. But yeah, I watched the tractors move the beach chairs off of the beach yesterday morning as they began preparing for the possible storm situation coming up this week. And also, you know, I noticed the COVID-19 thing around town, and a lot of the restaurants taking it very seriously.
Good.
And for the most part, maybe not even for the most part, but it seemed half and half to me. The people that were in town that were wearing masks or trying to socially distance, it seemed like half the people are still taking it seriously and worried about this thing. And then the other half, usually of a younger demographic, not a care in the world, Dan. They're just living life, man.
Also, you know, a lot of people, they're down at the Gulf, they're on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like, look, you know, can I give it a rest for 5 days,
right?
You know, you can imagine their mindset. I'm not applauding that, but I'm just saying it's natural for somebody now on vacation not to look at the whole social distancing thing or mask the same way like I see here in Mobile.
Exactly, because you want to get away, right, when you're on vacation. And they've been dealing with it just like we have, whether you're from Tennessee or Arkansas, or if you're coming as far south from Wisconsin or something like that, you want to get away. And it's the same with these rip currents. You know, we've got this situation moving into the Gulf, and I couldn't help but notice when I was looking out from the balcony some dangerous situations out there yesterday morning, and people were still getting in the water. So
yeah,
kind of you compare the two. They're trying to get away, and it's a little more dangerous because they're letting it loose.
Those flags mean something, y'all. Obese guy from Tennessee with the orange trunks, don't get in the water if they say don't get in the water. It's that simple. Okay, what are we doing here now?
We'll be coming back here in just a few minutes. More news, sports, and weather with Dr. Bill Williams as these storms move into our area.
I'm learning as we go here, y'all.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Marco has been downgraded to a tropical storm less than a day after it had strengthened to a hurricane over the Gulf of Mexico. Marco is expected to approach Louisiana coast by this afternoon. Meanwhile, Tropical Storm Laura caused at least 11 deaths in the Dominican Republic and Haiti while knocking out power and causing flooding on Sunday. Laura is forecast to move along Cuba's southern coast during the day before entering the Gulf of Mexico and heading toward the U.S. coast as a hurricane later this week. We expect to hear from Governor Kay Ivey today about whether tropical storms Laura and Marco will impact Alabama's municipal elections. On Friday, the governor issued a statement saying until she feels more certain about an imminent threat of dangerous weather, the state will not make changes to the elections at this time. And red flags are flying on Pensacola Beach this morning ahead of tropical storm Marco. Rip currents and heavy surf are present as the eye of the storm makes its way towards southeast Louisiana. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
The Subaru A Lot to Love event celebrates all the reasons a Subaru is the best value choice on the road today. Kelley Blue Book says Subaru is the most trusted brand for the last 6 years. Now through August 31st, take advantage of the 0% financing for up to 63 months on select new Subarus. Come experience the Kobe difference on the I-65 service road or online at KobeSubaru.com. And remember, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you.
It's all about
Sportsman's Marine has been your trusted boat dealership on the Eastern Shore since 1950. With that much experience, we know what's reliable. Yamaha. And Sportsman's Marine is the Gulf Coast's five-star Yamaha service dealer. You don't want to trust anything else when saltwater boating and saltwater fishing. If it's time to replace or upgrade your old motor, visit sportsmansmarine.com. Check out this year's newest Yamaha outboard motors. Visit sportsmansmarine.com.